Okay, it's exactly 9:30, May 22nd, 2018, and I called Wayne, and he's here. He lives out west with the buffalo roam in Idaho, and it's 7:30 in the morning, and he's going to come on for a few minutes. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good,
Well, thanks for...
Doing good. Weather's beautiful, green grass.
Yeah, really. You really have buffalo up there, do you?
No, just moose.
You got me. Mooses, you got mooses.
Mooses.
Well, thanks for being there. We just, we had a regular guest that just is indisposed, and we don't know what's going on with her, but we'll find out, but she's not there. So I've been getting lots of emails about your products because we had Sandy on yesterday. Did you hear Sandy?
Oh, no, I'm just getting ready to start listening to it. I was going to do that this morning.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I promised him I would listen to it last night, and I didn't.
Oh, that's well, you know, Wayne Blakely is the fellow that has been working with these Living Stream products. They're in a probiotic kind of culture. I'm gonna ask a lot of questions here, if you don't mind, okay? And if you have a question for Wayne about his products, why don't you call 888. I'll get it. You think I just woke up or something? 888-663-6386 or email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And so Wayne started working with his young boy in 95, was it? Did I recall?
Well, I started studying in 95, trying to find out how to help him.
How to help? Yeah, he had mercury overdose. So mercury overdose, yeah. And so then you've developed these products and using probiotics. So if I understand, you have about, what, 15, 16, 14, how many products, different ones?
Well, I have 32 different products, but I only market about 14 of them.
14 of them. And they're different. Most of them are different kind of special nutrients or minerals or something that they're in a probiotic soup.
Well, they're pre-digested, different kinds. Pre-digested herbs, let's put it that way.
Pre-digested herbs.
And then with the bacteria in there, loaded with bacteria.
Right. But the bacteria are real special. It's not like you just go to the, it's not like you just go to the vitamin store and buy some, you know, bacteria, right, probiotics and open them up. I mean, you know.
Right.
Right.
Right. I was able to adapt my microbes. I specialize in adaptation of microorganisms. That's what I'd learned how to do, to adapt them to... activate, be more active.
What to feed them and stuff like that.
Speed up their reproduction rates and make them more active. And that in turn, and I use specialized bacteria because you just can't find these bacteria, these types of bacteria on a shelf.
Why not?
What's that?
Why not?
Because it's so hard to grow.
Oh.
Like Paracasey is and Curvatus, not easy product to grow. Their reproduction rate on Paracasey normally is they reproduction they replicate once every 4 to 7 days. But I was able to adapt them and find the right bacteria because there's lots of species of Paracasey where we get ours replicated every 20 minutes.
So you had that. You had to learn all of this geeky stuff with bacteria.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, over the years, just to figure out how they work and, man.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I had to learn a lot. And, you know, I was a mechanic for 25 years, 20 years or so, and I owned my own company.
Right.
I had my own company, and I was trying to, I read a book to learn how to be a mechanic when I was around 22, 23 years old. Just got a 1,700 page book and read it, learned how to be a mechanic. I needed to make some money. So I was a mechanic, and I'd go to work in these dealerships, and I knew more about fixing cars than they knew how to do it. You know, because I read this big, huge manual and I studied it. Usually, I was pretty good about that, reading stuff, and I was able to do
so
it.
So when you read stuff, you kind of get it.
I was desperate to have to make money. I was getting married and needed to make it.
Girls, it's always about a girl.
Have a job.
It's always about a girl. I know. It's always about a girl.
I know. That's what drives men, see. Right?
I think we should get into the perfume business. You know, that might be
something.
That might be something. So when you do all this research over the, how, what, is it 20, 25 years now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I started at the 95, 96 is mm-hmm. there. Just between 95 and 96 when I started mm-hmm. research.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many years.
What's that?
How many years is that? Okay.
Well, 95, 2005, 2015. Mm-hmm. So it's 23 years.
Yeah.
About right. like that. Yeah.
So, and I really started, I got big mm-hmm. breakthroughs in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Some pretty big breakthroughs. But
breakthroughs meaning you just discovered stuff and had these aha moments and the
mm-hmm.
bacteria start talking to you and stuff?
Well, my first one on the radio, Joyce Riley, in 2007.
Oh, the Power Hour thing.
The Power Hour.
Yeah.
And I've come a long way since then.
Blew the doors off. Huh?
Mm-hmm. In 2005, I was working with a company. We spent a lot of money on research. And did a lot of research, 2005, all through town. I worked with Toby Gross. There's another interesting fellow.
Toby Gross?
You might want to talk to that guy.
What is he into?
Hydrogen. He's a hydrogen expert, mm-hmm. and he's an electrical engineer, mechanical mm-hmm. and electrical engineer. He's put together these nuclear plants and stuff like that. He's just a genius.
Oh, boy.
He's my friend.
Yeah, Sandy's kind of a genius type, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of, I like to hang around with guys.
Yeah. It's fun hanging around with people that know stuff, you know? It's like,
oh, yeah, I know. It really is.
So when you say, Wayne, that you did a lot of research over mm-hmm. these certain years, so is a matter in the lab playing with these little bugs and seeing
what
they do?
Well, we had a lab in 2005 for a while. I had, microscopes. We had a lot of equipment. That's when I worked with Toby. He's a genius. He knew about all the lab equipment. We did a lot of work like that. We did a lot of outside studies to work with people from China. And worked with Zolang Wang. We did some research on removing MTBE out of water. MTBE is a mineral.
That rocket fuel, right?
Yeah, we were able to. No. That's
something else.
No, MTBE, they use that in gasoline to help get a better burn.
Oh.
In the gas, it's an artificial alcohol added to the gasoline, and it doesn't burn, and it won't. It's an artificial alcohol. They call it an artificial MTBE. It's very interesting. It puts in the gas and get a better combustion, but it doesn't burn.
Oh, it doesn't burn.
It won't burn, no, and it doesn't evaporate. It goes out in the air.
Oh, good.
It just goes out in the air and drops to the ground, okay? It's just an additive, right? But it causes birth defects, brain damage in babies in the womb, and all kinds of really good stuff. You know, it gets in the water. When it rains, it just crawls the water right into the groundwater.
Wow.
And in California, we're doing studies on that. And Zolang Wang had wrote a thesis about how he could remove 80% of the MTBE out of a water well, artificial water well he built.
Hmm.
Now he had a doctor's degree in microbiology,
mm-hmm.
and he was a graduate of UCLA, and I worked with him. He had his artificial. He was still in the university center when we ready to study, so we hired him. Us guys got together and got a hold of him and hired him. He said, we wanted to use his water well to see if we can remove MTBE out of the water, so digest it out. So we got a hold of him, and he had spent 668 days using the sewage bacteria from the the Los Angeles sewage department in an artificial water well in his lab, where he was pumping water up and down in this artificial lab, and he was aerating it, and he removed about 78 to 80% of the MTBE out of the water in 668 days it took him to do that. and so he wrote a thesis. That's what he got. He was a doctor.
He got his PhD on that.
He was a doctor, and this guy didn't know his butt from a hole in the ground about microbiome. I had to teach him. Hmm. I had to teach him. And this was in 2005. He had to teach him how to do this. So we took some product. We adapted. We took our basic product, basic Pear Casey and Blend, which is in our Living Streams Multi-Blend.
Right.
And we took that and put it in. We did a data adaptation. We took his water, cleaned it all out, and we added the MTBE, put food, organic food in there to feed it, just general sugars and nutrients. Mm-hmm. And we let turn the water well with the MTB in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted aerate. I said we didn't need aerate. These are anaerobic microbes. They don't need oxygen, so leave it alone. We don't have to aerate. And he says, "What's that?" And I said, "You do not know what an anaerobic microbe is." He said, "No, anaerobic microbe doesn't need oxygen. Doesn't need they make their own oxygen."
Mm-hmm.
And even the simplest person in college, the first class they take microbiology learns that.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's supposed to be a doctor, so it really shocked me that he didn't know.
Yeah.
So I said, "Yeah, go ahead and run the air." He argued with me about it. Go ahead and run the air; it won't matter. So he turned the well on, and pumped water from the bottom to the top, just like a regular well would do rainwater, pumped it from the bottom and ran it back up, and it didn't do anything. It didn't do anything. I was expecting it, because I was allowing it to adapt. While the bacteria ate the food, the MTB was in the water, and it has to adapt to that air, adapt to it's not nutrient or poison, it has to adapt to it so that it can either break it down as a nutrient or break it down, just change the molecule so it doesn't harm it. Change it to another molecule. That's what they do. So for 40 days, didn't do anything. He kept arguing with me. He says, "Why isn't it breaking it down?" I said, "Just leave it alone." At 40 days, and at 44 days, he was arguing so much. I said, "Okay." So we picked out a mineral. He picked out a mineral in his recipe. I just used some other kind of mineral. He picked out his own mineral. It was a diverse amount of minerals. It had magnesium chloride in it, and it had salt. It had different minerals in it that he wanted. I said, "Okay, now add that to it and add food to it, the food." We put more food in it, and we added the minerals. And in 40 days, all the MTB out of the water was gone.
The bacteria ate it?
The bacteria didn't do it. The enzymes broke it down, neutralized it, or turned it into a poison. We didn't identify what it changed to, but it was missing. And he was shocked. He was just like, fell on the floor, shocked. I mean, this guy, and he wanted to write a paper on it and all that, and I wouldn't let him do it. But he did write a real short abstract about what it is.
So where does the... Is it Mary Tom Boy, MTB?
MTBE. MTBE. You can look it up.
But M is the first one, Mary?
MTBE.
MTBE.
Right.
I've seen it, yeah. So, but where does the actual...
That was some of the research we did.
Where does some of the actual poison go in that process? Where does it go?
Well, it changes the molecule. It does transmutation. It takes a molecule, an electron off to change it, so it just makes it harmless.
Oh, that's good.
That's what it does in your gut. Same thing happens in your gut when you eat your food. It does it through electron. They call it electron donorship.
Right.
And it's like child's play for bacteria to do that. Transmute. It's like transmuting silver to gold or lead to gold. That's what's called transmutation. The bacteria know how to do it, but we don't.
So it's similar. So this
it's
is
a
what
chemical
all these
reaction. It's a chemical reaction.
This is what all these bacteria do that you have in our body. They're
right.
They're doing it by putting electrons or stealing electrons or
they steal an electron off a mineral or something like that to transmute a food particle so that you can absorb your food. It changes it from like a food molecule to an amino acid. That's what it does. Basically, a form of food that our cells can accept.
So that's why the whole system works, because we have all these microorganisms.
Right. Chemical reaction from the very top, from when it goes into your stomach, there's a chemical reaction there, going down into your small intestinal tract in the upper part, which is 25 feet long. And all through that whole process, things are changing.
Wow.
Bacteria do it. It's the only thing that does that. You know, a true enzyme is made from a bacteria, even a pathogen or a probiotic. And a pathogen's enzymes, when they make those, it's a chemical reaction, it's a molecule. When it comes in contact with food, it creates a poison. And that poison, a pathogen now, and they produce poison, so they can eat that. They eat that. And it's considered poison in our body. But a probiotic produces food that we can absorb. And see, that same molecule, when it comes in contact with a pathogen, will kill it. It just destroys it. It's called a bacteriocin. That's what goes on in your gut.
How did you figure all this stuff out?
Oh, just you can go to college and learn that basic stuff.
Is that basic stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, it's basic.
I kind of missed that class. Yeah.
But I didn't learn in college. I learned on my own because I was doing research that in college they don't teach you. All they teach you in college, if you're going to be a microbiologist, they teach you how to study pathogens.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that. I just studied the health part.
So we have We have like 1,000 of these little micro things in our gut?
Millions. There's millions.
Millions.
But there's 128 microbes that are identified that live in your gut that are positive microbes. And a lot of them, they don't know what a lot of them do. Yeah. In a healthy human being.
128?
Mm-hmm. Just the lactic acid producing ones. And then there's bifidos. There's a dozen of those that have been identified that are supposed to live in your digestive tract. And I only have six. I have six of the most predominant ones, the good ones. But I'd like to get the rest of them, but they're so hard to identify and find out there. But I have six that I'm pretty stable. That's the ones I use in my bifido, too. That's a truly probiotic. And you put that in you can't get it through your mouth because they're so sensitive to acid that your stomach acid and your upper, your enzyme barrier, your stomach they die, but you have to put them in your ears.
Oh, see, I didn't know. You didn't tell me that part.
I didn't? Okay, well, there's a lymph system runs from your inner ear down through your stomach. It bypasses the gastrointestinal tract.
Wow.
And it enters in the small intestinal tract, right at the base of the small intestinal tract. That's where the waste of your lymph system dumps into.
Wow.
Goes out your bowels that way.
So you actually...
That's where it goes.
You actually put your bifido...
Bifido 2. You can put bifido... You can put any of my product in your ear and helps heal... Helps heal your ears, and if there's damage in there, it helps heal. And
so I've been taking the bifido like in my mouth, so it's not good. It's not happening because.
Oh yes, it's good. It's
I thought you said the acid ate it up.
Yeah, but it doesn't eat the curcumin that's in it.
Okay.
Curcumin is nutrient in there, pre-digested and stimulates your body. Curcumin is really hard to digest.
I see.
So we just pre-digested it in there, and then I was full of microorganisms. They just love the curcumin. Mm. I mean, phew. So it's 70 to 90 million per milliliter in all my products.
Mm. Wow.
70 to 90 per milliliter, just 27 milliliters to an ounce.
20.
So you got a lot of bacteria in there.
So I could put the bifido that you sent me in my ear?
Put anything in your ear. Huh. Put it in your eyes, too.
All your products?
It's all safe, you know. It's food.
It's
digested nutrient, and it's lousy with. See, we got bacteria all over. You have trillions of bacteria in your skin.
Trillions. Wow.
You don't even know.
Trillions.
Trillions. We are 90% bacteria. That's what our body's made up. We only have 10% human DNA in it.
We're 90% bacteria?
Yes.
Man.
Yes, because if you look at a bacterium and a human cell, a bacteria is like a grain of sand next to a skyscraper. Okay.
Bacteria is like the grain of sand
compared to a skyscraper,
which is the cell, the size.
When you're dealing with microorganisms, you're dealing with just kind of ratios, you know.
So the cell is a skyscraper, and the bacteria.
And the grain of sand is a bacteria.
Whoa.
Or a piece of dust. Some of them are micro. I mean, they're finding out that the bacteria level that we're looking at right now that we can see with electron microscopes, they are bacteria below that. There's a whole series of bacteria below that and viruses. That whole series of hosts, and they're just now learning this.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can... I'm pretty tired of studying. I've been studying for...
So if we're all bacteria, so everybody, the only way we exist is everybody's eating everybody and dealing with the poop.
No, we would not exist without bacteria because they're the only ones that produce an enzyme that can break down our food.
Right, right.
If not, we would die. If we didn't have any bacteria in our gut, we would die in probably...
Right.
I'd give it 3-4 weeks, we'd be dead.
So if you...
And it'd be a horrible death.
If you do... What kind of things do people take in their mouth that disrupts all this bacteria in the gut?
Well, basically all our food.
Good. Oh, good.
Our
thanks
food
for that.
You're eating in America.
Thanks for that. I feel better already. Okay, let's forget the food for a minute, but what other things do people to take that screws up the bacteria in their stomach? Antibiotics would be one, right?
Oh, yeah, the antibiotics.
Okay.
That's why everybody in this country is sick.
Right,
the number one reason, because as soon as you get antibiotics, it kills your bifidos off. See, the only time you get your bifidos normally is when you're breastfeeding from your mother between the ages when you're born in 12 months. That's the only time you get the bifidos in your mouth. And everybody out there would have babies or going to have a baby should find any kind of bifido they can when they're born to give it to them. Because all the mothers are sick, and they're most of the breast milk that in most of the women in this country is poison to the baby.
Oh.
I have found that out, and I help those women like, for instance, there's 60,000 women that are on one blog that have babies that have soft tooth syndrome in this country. And I used to deal with that group.
60,000?
60,000, yeah.
And what is that
in
from?
In North America.
What is that from, do you think?
That's from that no nutrient in the breast milk, and the baby's teeth, when they come in, they're like, they turn, they're black, brown. They can't get enamel on them. They get real soft,
yeah,
like rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, because they have no nutrient to build the baby's.
And mom doesn't have it because she didn't get bifidos?
No, she doesn't have it because she's sick. 90% of women who get pregnant in the country are sick already.
So
don't have babies. This is the last generation, because of the mineral deficiencies in our food. They knew this in 1949 and in 1936 when they did a survey of the country. There was no trace minerals in the earth on our coral. None. In 1937, Roosevelt declared a national emergency about it. And that was the last thing they said about it.
I remember that. Didn't somebody appear before Congress in that way back there?
And, well, that was, I mean, this
who was
the report that came out in 1936 when they did a survey of the earth. They did a survey of our country.
Right.
And there was zero trace minerals in our soil.
And back
the only minerals that we got since the 20s, since they developed grocery stores back in the 20s.
Wow.
Safeway was developed because nobody would eat the food from grocery stores, so they put together a company called Safeway.
Safeway.
A safe way to eat. So
yeah.
At that point, everybody started going to the grocery store and they were getting nothing. And there's no trace minerals. And I developed minerals to put in the soil to put all the trace minerals back that were bioavailable to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it from the Dead Sea magnesium chloride, which has every trace mineral in the world in it. But you can put it on it, but it does somewhat good. But I had to pre-digest those minerals so the plants can pick it up. That was one of my first studies back in the 90s.
Wow. Check this out, Wayne. Check this story out. Half of the men in their 30s, this is a new story out of England, struggle to get an erection.
I know.
New studies have shown. They're 30s.
That was started.
Oh, my God. Surprise polling reveals this age. Hold on a second. Surprise polling reveals this age group is mostly likely to struggle keeping it up, with 49% blaming stress, 24% blaming boozing too much, and almost a third have broken up with their partner as a result. Man, that's crazy. In the 30s?
Listen, those boys in these high schools now aren't even attracted to girls, and they don't even want to kiss them when they go on a date with them. Can you imagine you being like that when you're back in the 50s?
That's all we thought about was girls was in sixth grade. That's all we thought about was girls.
Because 1955,
wow,
they started to this phone's going to ring. Yeah, just hang on.
Okay.
1955. The government started this, a plan to reduce the testosterone levels and sperm count in men in 1955. That's when it started, that study. They've been very successful in this country. They have dropped the sperm count down to 50% of what it was in the 50s, and they dropped their testosterone levels down to 55%. They've been very successful.
Who's they?
Doing it.
Well,
I don't know. Who are they?
Yeah, who are they? Doug
planned it. They put it in the plastic. They put it in the cans, the canned goods. Yeah, all the stuff they put in food, the packaged food they put in to keep it fresh, fresheners and stuff like natural,
right,
is all hormones, every bit of it. It's all hormones. If you look it up in research, it's all hormones they put in food, and it's terrible.
Wayne,
soil is no good.
On the radio, if I drive around in Austin, listen to some of the talk shows, you know, to see what people are talking about. You can't believe every 10 minutes there's an ad for low T centers. You know, they you go in there and they test your testosterone and
they stick
these BBs in your butt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a synthetic testosterone.
Well, you got some stuff I think I sent you that will help your testosterone. It's got pine pollen and some other herbs in there that I developed. It's not on the market, but it does increase your testosterone level.
Oh, it does. Yeah, I've been taking pine pollen for years, and my T levels are great. I mean, I checked this out. All right, check this out. I went to a natural doctor, a few years back,
mm-hmm,
about something. I don't know. He's a real cool guy, and I showed him my T levels. I think it was like 860 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "No, that can't be right. You're too old for that." No, he said, "That can't be right." He said, "Let me test. I'll pay for it. I want to test it again." Right. So he paid for it. I tested again. It was the same thing. And
yeah.
So you make a pine pollen as well.
Yeah, but I haven't put it on the market. I'm still testing.
You're still testing it. Huh?
I sent you some. You think
you're
getting it.
Yeah, no, I've been taking a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a lot.
And it's just a, see, when you take a solid product, like food product, like food product, for anything, no matter herb or whatever it is, you only absorb about 6% of it. But when I take my product, I digest it completely down to a liquid, and break it all down, filter it out, and then you take it and you get about 100% more absorption you do when you eat it.
I see. So that's the idea.
That's the idea.
It's broken down with
bacteria that would normally break it down in your gut,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it 100%. So when you take it, that's why you don't have to take very much because you're absorbing 100% of it. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
it makes
sure.
It about some of the stuff I make it so powerful that I'd had to put just a pinch in 5 gallons of it. Now, what product? Some of them so powerful. If you just take a drop or two of it, it's just whoa, man. So some of these things I don't put on the market because,
yeah,
I mean, they're herbs, but they make them. Man, I can't, it's no way to regulate how little to put in. You see what I mean? And it's that much volume because our bodies don't absorb very well. You know, we only absorb about 6% of the protein you ever eat naturally. That's what you would naturally do. And that's what causes a lot of problems.
So how much?
Too much protein.
Too much protein.
Yeah.
So with the goods that we got in our tummy now, we only absorb, like if you eat a steak or something like that, a grass-fed steak or something like that, you only get about 60% of the mojo?
6%, right.
6%.
6 to 7%.
So where does all the 94% go?
Waste product. This just goes out as waste.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you say. Like vitamin C, you only absorb at the most 10% you absorb as vitamin C.
Whoa.
That's why anything over that, your body will give you diarrhea. See, if you take too much of it, you know. But we need more vitamin C. I mean, we need a lot of vitamin C to keep our keep us from getting scurvy. You know.
Scurvy.
Everybody in this country's got scurvy.
We don't want scurvy. Yeah, we don't want scurvy.
Scurvy. That's what causes high cholesterol.
Scurvy?
That's exactly what causes high cholesterol is lack of vitamin C. That's what causes the symptom of scurvy.
But we don't really care about the cholesterol number, do we?
Oh, well, only the sticky stuff.
No, the sticky. The wiki sticky, which is the HDLs and all.
By the way, it comes to your brain's called Alzheimer's. When you don't have enough vitamin C, it's going to pull that cholesterol someplace, and your brain is a cholesterol bank. And if you don't eat enough cholesterol, enough fat, if doctor tells you to go on a fat-free diet, you fire your doctor because we need cholesterol every day. And if it doesn't, if you don't ingest it, it's going to take it from your brain because you need cholesterol every day. But see, what causes sticky cholesterol is the vitamin C. Your brain doesn't see any vitamin C in it, so it starts to produce this sticky cholesterol for one reason, because if you don't have any vitamin C, inside your veins, it starts to crack. That's why when you get scurvy, when you brush your teeth and your gums bleed, that's because you got scurvy, because the veins are cracked, and that's what happens to people's heart attack. That's why you get plaque in your heart, because your body's producing plaque to try to patch the cracks
sure,
that are ready
yeah,
to
yeah.
bust open.
Right. So do you take extra vitamin C, or do you have a product?
No, I just take note. I just drink a lot of I don't know. I just take a lot of my products. And I don't worry about that. I don't worry about stuff like that. I've been to a doctor in 30 years.
So why? Let's see. We have to take vitamin C internally because the body doesn't make it, right?
Right, right.
Okay,
well,
so how
that's,
can...
That's what they say. Now, hold on a second.
Okay, that's not true.
It's not true in a lot of ways because pregnant women...
Yeah.
When they're pregnant, they produce huge amounts of vitamin C.
See, God knows what it's doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Now, okay, now where is it coming from?
I don't know.
They don't have to take any vitamin C, but they got the vitamin C up to yin-yang in their blood. Now, why does that do that? And they're telling us that we don't have a gland, okay, in our body. Now, why does that? They can't explain it. See, this is what the normal research you see out there.
Right,
they tell you this and they tell you that, but they don't know.
Of course not. So maybe the whole vitamin C thing has just been a scam to sell vitamin C.
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go there.
our food, all different kind of food we eat just kind of stops it producing it. See, the food that we eat and normally say you think is good for you is not the whole thing. That's what I'm looking at. See, I look at this kind of stuff. What kind of herb, what kind of food that is not on this planet now. Okay, that used to be thousands of years ago where people lived to be 800 or 900 years old. See, something's missing. And then when the flood happened, of course, if you believe in that, the flood happened, then it wiped out something, and we unable to live past 100 years old or so, something like that.
Well, there's no doubt, way long ago, people lived a long time.
They were healthier,
long time.
Of course.
Long time.
They were stronger and they were healthier. They say, this propaganda, they said that they died young. You know, the average man back in 200, 300 years ago was dying at 40. You know, where did that come from? They're telling us this. I don't believe that. I think whoever healthier, they were stronger, they're the people of the world. Now they're getting weaker because we're listening to a lot of, you know,
stuff.
PhDs that think they know it all, and they're twisting our history. But I think they did live a healthier life. They were stronger. And it started happening in this country. And every generation gets weaker and weaker because the only minerals you ever get in your life came from your mother's womb, your mother's body, and the milk you drank from her breast. That's the only minerals you got. And it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker every generation. We're not ingesting trace minerals. There is none in our food. Zero. We get four.
But if you go onto the USDA website, right? And you click on like carrot.
They talk about we have the best food in the world.
No, but they'll actually tell you all the little minerals in a carrot, and they'll tell you the minerals in a tomato. So you say they just make that up?
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. They're lying. There's only four that they add to the soil that we get. It takes 56 trace minerals to replicate a cell perfectly.
But how about organic foods?
They have to get it from the soil.
Oh, you got to get it from the soil.
Listen, there's no bacteria in our soil to break down our trace minerals. The clay in our country is our base minerals, is our trace. There's no bacteria to break down the clay. They can't digest the clay.
No wonder most people are sick. No wonder most people.
That's our mineral base.
No wonder most people are sick.
Oh, yeah, everybody's getting sick. They learned that. The American Medical Association knew that in 1949 when they were trying to specialize. They got all about the MDs in the country together, colleges and everything, and they had this thing where they wanted to specialize in 1949 because they knew that they needed to specialize, like liver problems, digestive issues, heart problems, you know, lung cancer, all these different diseases that mankind was coming around in the United States because of one reason. They wanted to get rid of the GPs, get rid of them, because they weren't going to be needed. You have to be specialized because of the malnutrition from lack of vitamins, lack of minerals. That was in 1949. So that's why they have specialized doctors, because every mineral you're missing causes certain kinds of disease. They knew this. We're dying. Americans are dying because we don't have any minerals. I developed a product that will actually go out to eat clay, a bacteria that would break down clay, where you can grow, you know, field corn at 12 feet tall with 4 ears on it. We did this.
Just break down clay.
It'll start breaking down the clay to feed the plants that they need. That's our base. There is no bacteria, bacilluses in our soil. That's what breaks down the nutrient, bacilluses in the soil. There's none there that actually break down the minerals.
Did you offer that product to Monsanto?
They try to get a hold of me a lot. I don't talk to those people.
I'm just
kidding.
And
a lot of them have tried to get a hold of me. Cargill has been trying to get a hold of me from it. And there's another company, another college. The United States Army War College has been trying to get a hold of me. Now, why do they want me? Yeah. I won't talk to these people. I don't talk to them. I don't understand that. They emailed me 13 times one day.
How be done?
And I called them on the phone. I put a less nasty message with them. Not to call me.
Be nice now. Wayne Blakely is here. So I just heard from Dr. Daniel's office. She's fine. Not a problem. I don't know what. And they just thought it was next week. So that's all. But people were calling and saying that, you know, she was in big problems with the gov, the one we love. But she's fine. So that's good.
Yeah.
And we got about 50 emails for her. 50. She's a great gal. She lives in.
You want to get her on? I'll get her.
No. She can't. So it'll be next week. We'll talk for a few more minutes. You want to hear my mold story?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What?
Okay. So Wayne has got this product. It's called Mold Relief, and it comes in a quart bottle. And he sent me some, and you mix it about 7 to 1 in water, and you get a little fogger. What's a favorite? Jetstream or jet?
No, it's called Fogmaster. It's a tri-head.
Tri what?
Tri-head. It's got three heads on it. It blows in all directions.
Yeah something like that. But you can get them. They're pretty reasonable. Okay. So I live in a straw bale house, right? And it does have concrete on both sides. But there's been a few cracks on the outside. So there has been some water getting in there. But we've known for quite a few years, Wayne, from the people we've talked to, and I know that you have experience with this too, and after I tell my story, you can tell it, but sheetrock molds, right? So I do have sheetrock on the inside of the house and straw bale walls all over the place. Okay, so I spray my bedroom. I think it was maybe Thursday night?
Yeah, I think you called me.
I did it, the whole thing. I mean, I did it really pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one closet that's off of the bathroom, which is all... And that thing has always smelled moldy because there's not a good ventilation in the bathroom, you know, from the shower. And I took everything out of there. Some books were moldy. I don't have not one thing in that closet. And it still smelled kind of musty, you know, musty, which is mold, right? Musty is really mold.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So I sprayed that puppy and I sprayed the whole. And I tell you what, after I sprayed that, the room was noticeably, I mean, it was palpable how much lighter it was in there. Lighter feeling. You could feel it.
You can feel it, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you can feel it. There's no doubt about it. I'm not just saying that because you're here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I was just stunned. And that smell left the closet. Now, it's back there a little bit now, so I'm going to go back and do it again, right? But... this is pretty remarkable product. So I got all jazzed up. I said, okay, well, can I, so I say to Wayne, can I nebulize some of this? He said, oh, sure, you can do that. So I put this 7-to-1 solution in a nebulizer and I nebulized it. And that night, I felt terrible. it was cool with it because I knew it was a detox, right? I knew it was a Herxheimer thing. So I said, man, this stuff really works. So I really felt bad. I felt like I had the flu and I had a fever and it was great. So the next day I said, oh, you know me, I'm just crazy. So I said, I'm going to do it again. But this time I made it stronger.
Oh,
I did 4-to-1.
I don't recommend anybody.
I know. Okay, hold on a second. So I made it 4-to-1. So I nebulized it. You can't believe how sick I was. This was Saturday night.
You were full of mold spores, see?
I guess, you know, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm feeling good about that because why else would I detox from this mold nebulizing thing so drastically if there wasn't mold like in my lungs, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I told you about the guy who coughed up mold out of his lungs, didn't I?
Huh. Yes, you did.
Coughed up them big. Oh, he was terrible. He was.
But see, I haven't coughed up anything, but maybe.
It's just in your blood, see?
Yeah. So this stuff will get it.
Well, again, I mean, you'll be able to do that pure like I do.
Do what?
You'll be able to do it, nebulize it pure. So your stuff is cut 7-to-1.
And I still got, so you do it pure sometimes?
I do it pure, yeah. I've adapted to it. I can drink a whole 8-ounce bottle of Living Streams multi-blend.
Because you've adapted to it.
I've adapted. It keeps me alive.
Wow.
Really well, I mean.
Well. So, folks, if you have sheetrock, I really, really think you ought to do this. I mean, I think
sheetrock is just
terrible.
The paper is loaded with mold. I mean, I told you what's in sheetrock.
Yeah,
it's not
good.
What's in the sheetrock paper? It's not the sheetrock; it's the paper.
It's a paper, huh?
It's on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah. This Bo Biologist we talked to, he said all the sheetrock is it's designed.
It's full of food.
It's designed to mold.
When I got a service, I got a job at U.S. Gypsum in Kansas City, Missouri, and I was I fed the auger. I was on a forklift, and I fed the paper that went into the auger to make the paper, and we used recycled paper. And most of our stuff came from grocery stores, and, you know, just paper, you know,
paper.
Sears and things like that came in, and all kinds of paper. We didn't have recipes. Well, we'd put those pallet loads of stuff, and we had to push it off into the auger to chew it up. We had to open up the pallet, and from the grocery store, all kinds. Every load of pallet had all kinds of food in it, like jelly and grape jelly, and just all kinds. You know, like bean, dented cans. You know, everything went in there, and they just chopped it all up. This auger was just had sharp blades down it, chopped everything up to microscopic levels, and it was. In other words, that paper's full of food, all kinds of food in there. I mean, I did it all the time. And it just chopped up everything. It didn't matter what. We had coffee in there. We tried to catch the coffee. Some of these guys that worked back there, they said we weren't supposed to take anything. We were supposed to put it all in the auger. So it all went in the auger. In other words, paper went in there, you know, and cardboard. Everything went in that area, including all the food that was in the, on that pallet, because most of it came from grocery stores. And those guys would throw it in there. Recycled paper, they take a whole case out. If there's one jar busted in a case, they throw a whole case in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it always had something in it that was food. And it chopped up and went into the paper milling company, and it went into the paper.
Wow.
That's why the mold eats it. That's why if you get wet, it's going to grow. Yeah. Because that's where the food is.
And like this, it'll do that just from the humidity in the air, George says.
Yeah. When it gets real wet, it starts to grow. There's mold spores everywhere.
Wow.
Let me tell you why it's everywhere. Because on your roofing tiles, those asphalt tiles you have on your roof, they put pig blood in the asphalt so it flows better, so they can get a better flow.
What?
I used to work for GAF. I made tar paper, and that's when I learned how to. That was way back in, 35 years ago. And more than that, I mean, when I was in my early 20s, I worked for these companies down in Kansas City, when I lived in Kansas City. And they put pig blood in it to make the tar flow better.
Pig blood?
Pig blood. That's what they use.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have figured something else out other than pig
blood.
Well,
they just used that because it was cheap and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So then you put all the pig blood mixed in with tar on your roofing tile. And guess what? Just guess what? Black mold just loves this pig blood. So it's all around your house no matter what.
I hear it. Wait a minute. Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're coming down from my roof.
So you better off have them.
They're down from my roof. Wait a minute. Can you guys get off of my roof? No, I have a tin roof. I'm glad.
Good. And if you had a tin roof, you wouldn't have that problem. But every time you walk in your house, you're carrying spores in with you.
Man. So I'm going to send you this. I'll just give a little plug. George Swanson. And I'll send this to you, so maybe you could turn some people on who are real chemical sensitive or mold sensitive. He's been working with a soft MGO board for the last 5 years. It's made in the United States now. He's figured out how to get it made here. He said, just Google toxic American drywall and learn about drywall. Toxic American drywall. And this board, moisture resistant, non-load bearing exterior rain wall. It is mold-resistant, fire-resistant, bug-resistant, with zero added chemicals. It's called magnesium oxide. This is what the Great Wall of China is made with. And it's been around for a while. Magnesium oxide. Yeah. It's called Structural MGO Board. I'll send you this just so you have it. And, because I'm sure you're going to talk to people about a lot of...
Well, everybody's allergic to perfume, allergic to everything, like your phone,
your
cell
phone. Why is that?
All caused from mold spore toxicity. Food, stuff you can... Histamines that build up in your body, called histamines. We have a product that now we're testing. We've had it for years. It's called Zeolite. And we're realizing that Zeolite is helping people with histamine problems.
Oh, the Zeolite product that you sent me, right?
It's called Zeolite. Yeah, mm-hmm. Zeolife with an F. Zeolife.
Oh, Zeolife.
And I developed that to help pull out the mercury out of my son's brain. That was my last product I made for him. And it passes the blood-brain barrier. It's made with zeolite, a special kind of zeolite. And zeolite is unique. it has a negatively charged molecule in it. And I had to break it down to the molecule side so it passed the blood-brain barrier to get the mercury out of his brain.
Well.
And so it worked. Well, the Living Minerals does that, too, but it doesn't take it out of brain. These products take it out of brain because we can see the side effects of what happened. They feel better and better and better, and they could have dreams. They started dreaming and starting getting their memory back and things like this.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff I do.
Why is it that you could put a lot, you have all these different products, you can mix them in water, then drink them. Why do these probies all get along and they don't fight with each other?
Well, it took me 2 years to adapt to Living Streams Multi Blend so they would live together. They have to exchange DNA to get them to live comfortably together. It took me 2 years to get them to, because if you have a dozen bacteria together, they fight for supremacy in the water, in the nutrient. They fight, and they try to kill each other off and all that. They try to take all the food. But once their DNA has all exchanged, it's called DNA. Bacteria are DNA promiscuous. They pick up DNA from other bacteria. So you got a closed system here with no other bacteria in it. And once they adapt, they get comfortable together. They adapt to each other. And it took me 2 years to adapt them suckers to keep them from having one kind of smell and another kind of smell. They all do the same. They work together, but some of them overtake the other ones. They were competing against each other for the food.
If you're just tuning in, Wayne Blakely is with us. He's the fellow that has put together Living Streams. We began promoting just only a week ago. Dr. Jennifer Daniels had the wrong day. She was supposed to be here today, but we've arranged that she's going to be here next Tuesday, and she's fine, so not to worry. 888-663-6386. If you have any questions, emails for Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's a fellow. His name is Gary. He's in Brighton Beach. I wonder where that is. Sounds great. Brighton Beach. I have been diagnosed with gastritis by my gastroenterologist guy, and he wants to give me a proton pump inhibitor, and I've Googled gastritis and beginning to learn what it is. What will Wayne suggest for that with his products?
Well, always the Living Stream Multi Blend is my basic product. It's always good for that kind of problem, but my business is really tiny. I have a real small business, and I've been doing this for years and years, and I try to help people get the right products, you know, they need. I have so many different ones, but they all do different things. So the different bacteria will help. He's got an overgrowth of bacteria, pathogens in his digestive tract, which most Americans have.
An overgrowth? You say he's got an overgrowth?
A bad bacteria. It's called SIBO. SIBO, overgrowth of
in the small intestine.
Right.
And then
you'd use the Living Streams Multi and try to get the balance back.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's where all sickness comes from, is the gut.
Not the stomach, but the small intestine. That's
right.
That's what Sandy talked about a little bit yesterday.
SIBO. Sandy's the expert. He's a real expert on that area. You know, I've been doing this since 2007, helping people in this area. And I didn't even know it was called SIBO.
Right. How does the bad bacteria in the small intestine, Wayne Blakely, how does that add to this fellow's gastritis, which is in the stomach?
Yeah, well, you think it's in the stomach.
But it's not?
It's not. It's because the stomach, and the stomach, then you got the small intestinal tract, and then you got 25 feet of small intestinal tract that goes down, and it's a very unique organ. There's a lot of chemical reactions going on in there. If you have a misbalance, if the pathogens can live in areas it's not supposed to live, by the way you eat and the way the food you eat and how much water you drink, then it's going to screw it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Like your basic stuff you should do is drink more water when you eat your food. And when these people tell you not to drink water when you eat, don't listen to them. They're lying. They're just absolutely lying. And they tell you salt's bad for you. Salt. If you don't have any salt, you'll die. I've never known anybody overdose on salt. And they tell you, well, it gives you high blood pressure. That's not true at all. That study showed back in the 60s, that did not affect high blood pressure. And the reason that people eat salt and their feet swell up is because it triggers your body to detox. And your body's starting to detox, and it all goes to your feet. So the body will put the poison that's in your body. It'll put it in the feet because it's the farthest away from the heart. And you have 556 sweat glands on the bottom of your feet. And that's where all the poison's supposed to go.
Out your feet, really? How be doing?
It's supposed to go out your feet, but we don't sweat anymore. You know, we don't sweat. You know, we don't get out there and sweat and work hard and get overheated and sweat. And you remember when you were a kid, kids would in their car or something would take their shoes off and they'd stink. That's poison coming out of their body.
I sweat every day, boy, in my sauna, Wayne. I do.
Got to. And that's where all the poison goes. For a couple of weeks, when you start to eat more salt and you start drinking more water, your feet will swell up, and then pretty soon it'll start going away. It only lasts for, but doctors will say, "Oh, it's bad for you."
Yeah.
Don't eat salt. But if you don't eat salt, you will die.
You don't die
because you have to have salt.
You will die.
The more salt you eat, the better off you are. The more water you're going to drink because it gives you that cotton mouth, and when you eat a lot of salt and you have to drink more water. So we're not drinking enough water. That's one of the reasons that we're sick. Now, I'm going to go back to sensitivities on food and sensitivities for perfumes and smells and people get sick. That is all caused from mold spore toxicity.
The kind of mold we're talking about, like in the sheetrock and stuff?
black mold, aspergillus, mm-hmm. or sticky bark, as I call it. There's seven different kinds of molds that will cause this. They're all related to black mold.
I'll be darned.
And you breathe them in, and you start getting sick. And that's why people can't get healed. That's why you go to your naturopath or your doctor.
And they take all this
and you're
stuff.
Sick, and they give you all this stuff. You're never going to get healed because you got mold in your body.
So do you think
you'll never get healed, no matter what you do?
Like the number one really bugaboo? I think
it's an epidemic. You know, I've been studying this a lot more. I mean, I've just slowly got into this, and the people that claim to have Lyme disease, it's mold toxicity. It has the same symptoms as Lyme's, and it has the same symptoms of autoimmune disease. It has all these symptoms that overflow these other diseases that you're supposed to have, and it's caused from one thing. And you can never get healed without the mold, unless you get rid of the mold.
It's crazy.
I've worked with people 4 or 5 years, and they just get to a certain level. We keep them alive, but they just can't. Their body is overflowed. You got to get rid of that. I mean, the mold thing is very, very epidemic in this country. I mean, it's extreme, to the extreme.
So,
and now I'm realizing that. I had that mold product clear back in 2006. And
how'd you figure out this different?
I didn't figure out anything. I was told by Dr. Pearson Nova Labs in Texas that it was able to destroy mold spores.
Oh, so this was kind
in
of a
2005. He told me that he did the study on it.
This is kind of a gift.
Yeah, it was just kind of given to me. It's not so much that I know all these things. I learned it.
Sure,
from research papers that were out there that nobody read, and I was able to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
You know, folks, what you might do if you're interested in, like, doing your home, maybe you get together with some people on your you know, friends or family, and then you go in and get one of these foggers. I think they're a couple $100, aren't they?
Yeah, they're $298 or something like that.
Well, I'm looking at Amazon right now. Is it the Commander Tri-Jet Fogger? Is that
no,
it?
Which
one? Here's a
Tri-Jet. Fogmaster.
Fogmaster. No, is it?
Fogmaster, yeah.
I don't have that one. Mine work great. Let me see.
Fogmaster Tri-Jet. You can look it up.
Okay, let me look it up. I'm on Amazon. And then what you could do is you can go in and, you know, chip in, three or four of you, to get this fogger.
And it'll last forever.
It'll last forever. And then just do your house, whatever, couple years.
100 houses with it. See, 1,000 houses with it.
Yeah.
You wanted to. I'm trying to get people out there to do it, and you know, it's a good way that you can make money at it if you want to, or you can just do it in humanitarian projects, and it works. We did a church in Kauai, you know, over there, 4,000 square foot church, and everybody was going in church twice a week, and they were able to recover between the church from Wednesday to Sunday, but now we fogged it, and going in won't get sick, and there was, you know, several hundred people that went to that church, and they were all sick every day.
Here it is, the Professional Mosquito Control Fogmaster Tri-Jet.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
6208, that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put this in our store. We don't make any money on it because Amazon doesn't love us anymore, and they cut out our affiliate thing. I don't know. That's a strange story, but we were making too much money, I think, from Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
And then all of a sudden they cut you off. They said,
you were bad.
Come on, give me a break. Anyway, we're going to put it in our store. I don't care. I don't buy commissions. And you'll know which one to get. I'll have Sharon put it in the store, and you'll just know which one to get and buy it from Amazon or go somewhere else and buy it. I don't know. But it's just a professional.
When you set the fogger, when you do that, set it right above low.
Right.
There's three settings on it: low, medium, high. If you put it on medium, it'll make your house wet. You don't want that. All you have to do is just set it right a little bit above low, and let it go. It'll pull out just enough to just fog you. It doesn't hurt anything. It's completely harmless.
So
now, if you have mold in your body, like you did, you took it, and you started breathing it, so. There's a chemical mask you can get in hardware store across.
Yeah, you might as well breathe it, though. I mean, what's...
No.
No, I mean, if you're going to breathe it, if you have mold, you'll just kill them?
No. You don't understand. Some people, you're not sick, like...
Some people are going
to
get sick.
You're healthy compared to most people.
I see. Some people get... So get a mask.
You've got to put one of those chemical masks, the ones with the canisters on, breathe that.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that's... Mold is a big deal. I mean, this is a...
So when you start killing it, like I did when I nebulized it,
it releases all the toxins in the spores.
And so it can be very hard in Herxheimer, and you'll feel really badly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
This is what Dr. Pierce told me about mold. He He called me on the phone one day. We were doing some work with him,
mm-hmm.
and he was testing our multi blend. And he told me, he says, "How does this product kill?" He said, "How does it kill most?" I said, "I have no idea." That was in 2005, and he said that the only thing that he knew that would kill most spores, because most spores have a coating around the outside of them that is the hardest known natural substance in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sealed. Nothing gets through it. He said, nothing gets through it.
Oh, they protect themselves so they live.
Oh, yeah. The only thing that activates them to split open is water.
Huh.
Okay. So they sit there. And they sit there. He said they found mold spores in the pyramids that they put water to and they started growing. They just don't die.
Whoa, man. That's
They're tough. He said, that's tough. He said, how does your product kill them? I said, I had no idea how to kill them. And he said, the only thing that I know that can kill a mold spore on this planet as of now that can kill mold spores like your product does, is fire.
Fire. Oh, fire.
Fire. It's the only thing it'll kill.
Burn.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
And when they spray you chemicals in your house to help get rid of the mold, it doesn't kill the mold spores. It encapsulates them so that water can't get
through. Oh, these like companies that do a
mold. Nothing kills. He said, there's no poison on this planet will kill a mold spore.
Hmm. Wow.
It doesn't work. Hmm. And he said, and that's why these mold remediation companies come in and they clean your whole mold out.
$2,000.
They put space suits on and they charge you $50,000 to do your house and they rip out all the sheetrock, and you don't need to do all that with this product. You don't need to do any of that stuff because it'll penetrate into the sheetrock. If it's raw, it gets in every crevice and it inhibits mold from growing.
But how
now
can it get? How can it get through? Like you say, if you have paint, you paint it your sheetrock, it'll actually go through there and get in there.
No, it just covers it wherever when it comes in. See, I sent you that article about structure effect. You know, these things create the bodies of these bacteria. Let me explain one thing about it. Okay. Once you can also mix it in paint.
That's great.
Put in your paint, you spray it in your house or paint your bathroom, and it won't grow in there.
That's great. That's a great idea.
We do that too. You put it in concrete. You want to put it in concrete, and it inhibits growing in concrete. And you put it on, it stops it from growing because of the structure effect. Of the bacteria produce a frequency that they won't grow on.
Hmm.
That's where I sent you that article I studied years ago.
They won't grow on it. It doesn't kill them.
They won't grow on it because they don't like the frequency. It's like it's that structure effect thing I sent you that Russian research scientist did about structure. He studied structure effects like beehives. The structure of the beehive itself and different forms it causes different frequencies.
Yeah.
So that's very important. That's what the C60 does. It's in your body. It creates a certain frequency in your body that inhibits things from growing in your body.
You have a C60 product. What's the name of it?
It's called the Perfect Molecule.
The Perfect Molecule. Now, yours is different because you, like everything else, you let it cook in probes, right?
Right. It's the bacteria break it down, the globule down. It doesn't eat the molecule. It breaks it down, the globule down to the basic elements of the molecule,
mm-hmm.
so that it can spread. Now that molecule is 1.2 nanometers wide, and it can get anywhere. It can even get into your DNA, and it's been reported that that molecule get inside the cracks, crevices of your DNA, and it helps protect you because of the frequency it gives off. I mean, it's unique. I mean, it's one of the most unique products I've ever made and attempted to make. And the bacteria carry it in their bodies around the body, and
wow.
that, you need that frequency to keep you healthy. Walter Russell talked about that. And he stated that when mankind discovers C60, it'll be the end of sickness on this planet as we know it. That's what he stated.
Who's Walter Russell?
Walter Russell's the most. He was Tesla's teacher.
Whoa! No kidding.
Was Tesla's teacher.
Wow.
He taught Tesla. He was a genius. He was absolute genius beyond. And he knew the Roosevelts. He died in 1963, and they discovered C60 in 1985.
So did you send me this study on the rats? Did you send me this?
I sent you that study, and I sent you the structure effect. I
pretty
want you to read about structure.
Pretty impressive on this rat study. It actually doubled their lifespan, the C60s.
Well, they did more than that. They killed them before they were even dead. I mean, they didn't die. He killed them. A rat will only live for 24, 25 months, and then they die of old age. They get tumors, they get gray hair, they get arthritis, and then they die.
Well, yeah, if you were locked in a cage and ate that crappy food.
These rats are 42 months old, and they decided to kill them.
I'll be darned.
So they injected this, I forget what kind of poison it was, and injected it in his body and didn't kill him. The poison didn't come. They'd normally use this poison in all test animals to kill them because it's quick. Didn't hurt them at all. Then they radiated with radiation until they should have been dead, and they didn't die. Then they killed them. I probably snapped their necks, killed them, and then they autopsied them. They found no damage. They found no poison in that rat. They found no damage to the liver or any other organs from the radiation. And they found no tumors. And they had no signs of aging. And these rats were 42 months old. No sign. They checked their telomeres, and it looked just like a normal, healthy rat.
Wayne, in general,
that was done in Paris, France.
Yeah, Paris. In general, when folks say demold their house like I did, how does the dead stuff get out? Because I've been experiencing some, I could just feel some weird things going on since I've done the house. You know,
well, in time they'll get out of there and you just vacuum them out and clean them.
No, I mean, but how does it get out of the body? I mean, not the house.
How does what get out of the body?
How do the molds get out of the body that's where in my?
Oh,
mouth?
It goes out your urine.
Oh, does it?
That's why you want to drink the water. If you have toxins in your body and you don't drink enough water, it recycles back around through your liver and reabsorbed back in the bloodstream, goes around so your body absorbs it again. You have to drink the water, so you want it to go out to urine. That's where you want it to go out.
That's where it comes out, is the urine.
Right. And a lot of people detox, the smell, it gets real smelly. Your fecal matter gets really stinky because all that poison is coming out of your body. It's all coming out. You'll sweat, and you'll smell because all poison. And once after that's all gone, turns around. After it all gets out of your body, it's clean. And mold has a lot to do with this.
Oh, this is an email from Gloria. I've been looking at Wayne's website. I did click through your website, Patrick. Thanks for having Wayne on. I'm interested. I'm fascinated. She says, by the name of Glacier Milk. What is Glacier Milk?
Glacier Milk is made from Shilajit.
Shilajit.
Himalayas.
Ah.
It has four different types, different companies I use for Shilajit in different parts of Himalaya, so I get a good round humic mineral balance. And there's 95 humic minerals in Shilajit.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty powerful. It's kind of a black goo and rocks or something, isn't it?
Yeah, but I dry it. I blend that up, and then I put in a tank, and the bacteria break that down break it down so you can absorb it easier.
I think Shilajit, my experience, it also makes thing happen down south of the border, like wood and stuff, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Shilajit, kind of a libido thing, kind of...
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I experienced that when I did Shilajit.
Well, you're so healthy.
Well, I mean, you know...
Anything affects you.
I watch Sleepless in Seattle.
Me, you know, I'm like a block of wood. I can drink a whole quart of this stuff, and I just feel like I normally feel, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, I'm so sensitive.
I'm just, so I make their products for other people mostly. I mean, it keeps me alive, really keeps me alive. And I have nothing wrong with me that I know of, except my eyesight. I'm getting old, I'm 68 years old.
You're not 68, you're just a kid.
I know, but I had a rough life. Like, see, I worked in automotive industry. I worked
a lot of chemicals.
I worked in tar mills where I was doing roofing. I worked cook paint when I was younger. I mean, I was looking for a job. And I got married, and I had to have something.
Yeah. So couldn't you put some of your...
I was a wild kid when I was young. I was wild. I got out of the service, and the world was a piece of cake. It was cake to me, So I got out of service, and I didn't buy...
Couldn't you put some of your little... You said you can put some of your products in your eyes, help your eyes?
Any of them you can put in your eyes, depends on what, if you want to. I recommend the Flora PM because that really soothes the eyes, and it helps get rid of parasites out of your eyes, which most people have, and they don't even know it.
We get little buggies in the eyes, too.
Oh, yeah. Your hair. Women lose hair. A lot of times women lose hair because they got parasites in the follicle.
Really?
And it kills those follicles. That's why I developed it for it. That's why I developed it. But it does a lot of other things. The 4PM helps menopause. Oh, man, has it ever turned to menopause symptoms around the women that are suffering.
What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, it's really great. It's a nutrient in there.
Now
it's made from sphagnum moss from the Arctic Circle.
We love sphagnum moss. Well, Wayne, thanks for coming, showing up at a short notice. I appreciate it. I wake Wayne up.
Sorry I keep changing the subject.
Nah, it's okay. Right.
I do so many things.
That's all right. So we put a number. So what's the main number that people can talk to Marilyn? What's that one?
Oh, let me hang on.
Do you have that handy?
Just hang on.
Hold on. I have it somewhere. Hold on. I got it. It is 360-457-5434. 360-457-5434, right?
Make sure that you tell her that you heard about it on Patrick's radio station.
Oh, I see. Because, well, so
that way you get credit for it.
Oh, yeah. Tell them you heard about it.
If you buy product, if you buy
Yeah, if you buy product.
But they contact me that way if they want. Marilyn's kind of, if she can answer most of the questions, mm-hmm. but if she can't answer them, then you can talk to me.
Yeah.
She'll give him my number.
Well, tell all the buffalo I said hi, and
the moose.
The moose. I mean, tell
moose
all them
and the elk and the deer and the cougars and the bears.
Cougars and the bears and stuff like that. Wayne, thanks. I love you. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for your
love
work,
you too,
brother.
Thanks.
And we really appreciate it, these things. I'm having fun with it. I'm going to promise I won't nebulize any 4-to-1.
Please don't do that.
Mold anymore, because
now you can do it once you're acclimated to it. But anybody that's got mold, they're really sick. They do that. They will feel like they had the worst flu they ever had in their life.
That's how I felt, boy. I did.
You just don't want people to go out there and do that. If they want to do that kind of stuff, they need to call me, and I'll walk them through and show them how to do it. Be very careful with stuff. It's very powerful. I mean, it's not our product that makes you sick. It's your own body. And some people are so toxic, they can't even leave a room.
Where does the mold live in the body? Is it in lungs?
In the lungs and the bloodstream, anywhere. It's seeds. It's all it is, seeds. Everywhere it grows. Guess what they like? Nice, quiet, wet, warm area. No oxygen. They love it. Wow. They get in your body and your nasal passages, and it makes you sick. So it can kill it. This guy in Colorado coughed up huge chunks of, looked like peas, of globules of peas in your mold, and gray and black. For 3 weeks he coughed it up.
Yeah, when I was nebulizing it, I also put that little thing that you breathe into right in my nose, too, because I knew
it'd be nasal.
And breathe it in, you know, just breathe it in.
Be careful.
I try it out. Okay, brother, well, thanks for your help, and we appreciate you showing up and to save us the show, because Dr. Daniels had the wrong day. I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Wayne Bye-bye. Blakely, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. What a guy. If you'd like to look at some of these products, there's pretty powerful stuff. If you want to do the mold thing, we will put that that Tri-Jet thing, and here's the name of it. And you could probably just, you know, if you don't want to go through Amazon, you could just Google this. It's called Professional Mosquito Control Fogmaster Tri-Jet, and you could chip in and get 3 or 4 people. They're $300, and then have it, and then do your house. You know, just mold your house. Go down the website and order that through in our store. We have a lot of the products in our store, but once you get on, then we'll get a piece of the action that Wayne's very nice enough to give us to support us. And then you can call Marilyn, and if you buy products right from her, just let her know that you're a One Radio Network person. That's 360-457-5434. Well, Dr. Jennifer Daniels is fine. We had a false alarm. She had told folks that she was having a problem with the, people. But she's fine. She just had the wrong week. They thought it was next week. Okay. I love you all very much. Thanks a lot. Let me know if I can help with anything. And I will see you tomorrow with Andrew Goss in the Real World of Money.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.